back in Mustang, Oklahoma, where the Redskins of Union lead the Mustang Broncos 7-0 here as we get ready to start the third period. Rick Corey, Zach Jones, Jeff Johns down on the field. Field in for Doc Blevins. Doc is here tonight, but he has laryngitis. So we had to shift the broadcast team around, Zach, much like the offensive line at Union had a couple of people hurt, including Peters. They shifted some people around. We made a couple of shifts around up here as well. Got my wife Christine is actually doing spotting, but we're filling in nicely, don't you think?
I think the extra people that we've
are,
got.
Are you
up
busy
here
down there? I'm sorry. Did I take you away from something? Or,
Richard was giving me sign language. I didn't have the sign language on. He's like, you're up, kid. You're up.
All right, here we go. We're ready to start underway and get underway in the second half. 7-0 Union. Rauschenberg will kick off from left to right. One of the guys back deep is Damian Close. He will be the guy standing around the 5-yard line. 7-0 Union as we begin this third period. Rauschenberg puts the foot to it, and this one's going to go long into the end zone, and it will not be returned. And so starting at their own 20-yard line will be the Mustang Broncos. So what do you think the biggest halftime adjustment would have been?
I think it's going to be getting the ball out of the out of Davenport's hands and just trying to find some more athletes on the outside. The run game's been decent, but they're going to have to try to make a couple adjustments on that run game to open up the passing.
So first and 10 for Mustang at their own 20-yard line. At the half, we didn't have time to get to it. We'll get to stats here in a second, but Mustang at the half has 46 total yards. That's the kind of defensive game we have seen here. Braden Garrett brings his team up. Guy set off to his right is Carlos Thomas. They're going to hand the ball off inside on a fly sweep instead, and that's going to be Close, who's going to get outside to the right and get himself a few yards. Damian Close got up to around the 26-yard line before he was driven out of bounds on that far side. Kyrie Fisher, one of the guys there. Spicer there as well. That's a good first down gain of 8. They get maybe their best first down gain. It'll be 2nd and 2 from Mustang.
Yeah, I think that's a good move for him, though, in the second half. Like, they've nothing really working on the inside, and like he tried to do on the first half is stretch the pocket to throw it. You know, let that guy try to catch the corner, and they pick up a first down.
So we're going to call it the ball at the 27-yard line of Mustang. Just underway, second half, 7-0 Union. Mustang going from left to right. At their own 23, they'll need the 30 for the first down. Their quarterback, Braden Garrett, has two receivers to his left, one to his right. The single setback is Carlos Thomas. He's going to turn, and he's going to keep the ball. Garrett does, and he'll get taken down around the 29-yard line. Lee Barnes was the guy that jumped on top of him. Kyrie Fisher was there, too. It's going to be short of the first down, but not much. It'll be 3rd and about 1.
Well, that's just a little quick run, the little play action, and nothing really doing for him, but Garrett's just continuing to stay on his feet. Tough runner, and he's had Lee Barnes on his back a couple times tonight. He's probably going to be a little sore from that one.
I think that would be the case. It's going to be 3rd and 1 now for Mustang at their own 29-yard line, trailing 7-0 here as we just get underway in the third period. Garrett now walks up in the shotgun, calls a play, short slot to his right, two receivers to his left, Thomas behind him. He's going to hand to Thomas, and Thomas is going to get across the 30-yard line and have the first down. He'll be up around the 33-yard line. Jordan Kelly wrote him down right there, but that'll move the chains, 1st and 10 for the Broncos.
Well, it looks like they're going to pick up that first down, second one of the second half, so they're also trying to move the ball a little bit. They only had 4-5 in the first half. They've already got 2 in the second half, so they're already half again as good as they were in the first half.
They'll mark it at the 33-yard line, 1st and 10 right there. Three receivers to the left side. Close is one of those guys. Ashton Jones is one, and Caden Arthur, who's 6'4", 184, and they haven't targeted him yet. He's a big dude. Running back again is Thomas. In the shotgun is Garrett. 1st and 10 now at their own 33 for Mustang. He's going to turn and hand out left side. Thomas got room across the 40 up to the 41-yard line in big chunks now. Being ripped off by this team, Kyrie Fisher, Patrick Fields and Jordan Flood made that tackle, but not before a gain of 9, and Trey Brown's going to run off the field. Nope, he's just going to toss some equipment off and run back on. He's going to be fine. Looked for a minute like he was going to leave. They'll place the ball now at the 41-yard line. It'll be 2nd and 1.
That's the first time they went off tackle, and they've run that standard front with a 3-man down line of scrimmage, and they caught Jordan Kelly on the shoulder and just hooked the corner and got outside of him there to pick it up.
They dropped a flag, a five-yard face mask flag against Union, so that's going to move the ball all the way up to the 46-yard line. And now trailing 7-0 with 10 minutes to play in this third period, Mustang mounting a drive. That's 3 first downs in this drive, and as Zach said, that's going to be almost double what they had in the entire first quarter. So 1st and 10, Mustang now at their own 46. They're just below the M logo here at the midfield of their stadium. Motion left side, and Garrett's going to turn and hand off to the right side to Close. come around, pardon me, the left side. He didn't get much close. Just got back to the line of scrimmage before Trey Brown and Patrick Fields jumped on him. It'll be second and 10 right there.
Yeah, they were getting great outside pressure on that. So, again, they go back to that same well of trying to get outside the corner. So what defensive or offensive strategies did they change up at halftime? They're going to try to get outside.
Yeah, and it also looked like they changed blocking scheme just a little bit there. Second and 10 now for Mustang, trailing 7-0. 9 minutes to go in this third period. The ball at the Mustang 46-yard line, taking their very deliberate time. Garrett, the quarterback, in the shotgun. Thomas is the setback. He moves to the right. Two receivers to either side. One short slot on the left. Now Garrett rolls to his right. He's going to fire that ball deep. He's got a guy out there, and it is caught at the 20. At the 15-yard line, a flag flies. It didn't matter. Mason Lowe made the catch. The guy out there covering him was McLeod. And he did not get the hand up. That's a really brilliant throw and catch, and it's going to be a first down now at the 10-yard line of Union.
Well, that was a good catch out there on the outside. I thought JC was in a good position to make the play, and that was just up over the top of his head to make that catch.
Well, it's 40 yards on the catch, by the way. Never really got turned around on the thing. He could have made a play. So they're going to put the ball right at the 12-yard line, so they actually have an opportunity to make a first down. 8:45 to go third period, 7-0 Union, but now Mustang is threatening. Two receivers left side over here. Arthur is one of those. Close is one of those as well. Two receivers to the right. The quarterback is Braden Garrett. Thomas, the running back. Garrett has been dangerous running the ball, and here at the 12, who knows what he'll do. 19 on the play clock they are taking their time, is Mustang. Now he's got him set. Receiver stacked to the far side. Garrett is going to keep the ball himself to the left, and he might have lost a yard or gotten about a yard. Darius Thornton was the guy that jumped up in there. Jordan Flood, too, and also Big Lee Barnes. They'll give him a yard to the 7. It'll be 2nd and 9.
Big D, they're going to have to put up a big front here and keep him outside of the that 10-yard line. It's going to be making it pretty difficult for him to kind of run down here, but see what the Broncos have in store in the passing game.
So they're going to leave Mason Lowe wide to the right by himself. They bring close to the left side, so there'll be trips to this near side. Mustang going from right to left now at their own 11-yard line. 7-0 Redskins, but Mustang threatening. Thomas goes in motion. Quick throw to the right side to Thomas, and he dropped the ball. It was thrown way too hard at the 8-yard line and a little behind him, and Garrett put some pepper on that thing. It bounces incomplete, and it'll be 3rd and 9.
Well, that's the first time we've seen that out of the backfield. Thomas goes on a little swing pass, and it's probably the right call there. We've got Ralphie Williams going man up on him, but Garrett put a little bit too much pepper on that one.
So it'll be 3rd and 9. The ball going to be set at the 11-yard line. They'll need Union's 2 for the first down. 7-0 Redskins, 7:45 to play in this third period. Best penetration of the night for Mustang. Three receivers here to the left. The guy wide left is Caden Arthur. And again, he's 6'4" out here by himself on Trey Brown. One receiver to the right. Again, Garrett in the shotgun. Thomas to his left. Garrett looks. Now he's going to run to his left. Now he's going to throw quickly to Thomas. Makes the catch at the 10, stumbles, and falls down at the 8. He might have had a little bit more room. Kyrie Fisher was closing on him, but he fell down. So that's going to bring up a 4th down and about 6 for Mustang. And it looks like they're going to go with that discretion is the better part of valor thing and bring on their field goal team.
Try to get some points as well. And that's an interesting play call. We've seen it a couple times. That one worked a little bit better than the others, where Garrett goes into looking like a stretch type option, and it looks like he's going to run up field, and he just pulls it up and throws it out to Thomas.
First time he's actually gone ahead and thrown it. Now it will be Eric Karasikarian on for the field goal attempt. He's had a decent year this year. The ball's going to be set at the 15-yard line. Teams are set. There's the kick. It's up, and it sure looks good from here, and the officials say it is. So with 6:56 to play in this third period, Mustang gets off the schneid. Union 7, Mustang 3. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
How would you like to flip a contract on a house overnight for a nice profit? Hi, I'm Nick Fertucci. For the last 3 years, my elite team of house flippers have used my unique 3-step flipping system to reduce risk and make money flipping houses. I'm growing my team in your area, and I'm looking for help. I have more cash available than deals right now, and I can show you how to get up to $350,000 of pre-approved real estate funding. That's right, I said it. $350,000 of pre-approved pre-approved real estate funding regardless of credit score. Interested candidates, call now and get an inside peek of my flipping system. I'll rush you out a free copy of my Fortunes and Flipping CD kit that will show you how to get in, get out, and get paid when you come join my team.
Call 800-614-2092. Now, and you'll also get free tickets to a live training workshop that includes a free meal, a free smartwatch, and USB flash drive loaded with Nick's powerful information as free gifts just for attending. Call 800-614-2092. That's 800-614-2092. Call now.
Shout out to your favorite player on the open mic on the KRMG app right now. And Rick Torrey might even play it on the air. News 102.3 KRMG.
Tip play, 72-yard drive, goes just over 5 minutes for Mustang. The field goal of 25 yards gets them within 7-3 here in the third period. Rick Corey, Zach Jones, and now it's Jeff Johns down on the field as the kickoff comes to Trey Brown at the 15-yard line. Rod Room at the 20, Trey at the 30, 35-yard line, cuts back at the 40, Trey at the 45, Cray across midfield, and down to the 45-yard line of Mustang. What a return by Trey Brown. And it was Cole Simpson who brought him down. But Trey took that thing over his shoulder, turned around, and just turned on the Jets.
Well, it's a high, short kick. And Trey Brown is one you want to have his hands on the ball. And he found a lane. I thought he was going to cross traffic and go across the field. But he looked it up and saw a lane and just absolutely put the Jets on. And one or two guys there. But they had, again, great swarm tackle there by the Broncos to bring him down.
So they're going to mark the ball actually at the 47-yard line of Mustang, dead center in front of us, leading 7-3. Union goes back on offense. Once again, Grady Davenport brings him up. Grady has Shamari Brooks set just to his left. He's gone all the way tonight at running back. Shamari gets the handoff, and there's not much there. As a matter of fact, he didn't get the yard. He was swarm tackled by the middle of that defense. Deontay Thomas was the first guy there. 6'2", 268 pounds. He brought the load. It'll be second and 10.
Well, and, you know, first play of the game, they blitz a corner, so I think they're challenging the run here.
Second and 10, two receivers either side. Davenport runs and throws to the right side. That ball is caught by Richardson, jumps inside a man at the 42-yard line and down to the 35. Cooper Meadows made the tackle, but that's good for 11, and it's good for another first down for the Redskins.
Great job by Kyrie. First, just making a great catch and making the first guy miss and then picking up that first down.
So first and 10, Union trying to pace him a little bit here at the 35 of Mustang, leading 7-0. Handoff inside to Brooks, and he bounces inside. It looked like he fumbled the football for a second, but he didn't. He went down all the way to the 30-yard line before Cooper Meadow got him. And let's go down to Jeff Johns, because this may be part of some offensive adjustment we heard about at the half. Jeff?
Doc talked to Coach Fred at the half and just asked him what he needed to do better, and he said Mustang's playing a strong D. They just need to step up and play their game, and it's going to work.
So rolling to the left is Davenport trying to get the ball downfield to A.K. Wilson. He was well covered, and he throws it over his head. That'll be incomplete, and it'll be third down and 5. So the ball at the 31-yard line of Mustang. Union leading 7-3 with 5:46 to go in this third period, trying to make the first down here.
That's that rollout when Davenport tries to go outside and just take the first read option to Kyrie.
Richardson to the right side, Wilson, and it is C.J. to the left. Davenport ready, tries to hard count them, and they won't jump. Mustang is ready for it, so they're waiting. Their defensive line, actually, two of them were still on their knee. Now one of them still is. Davenport raises up Grady with Shamari Brooks to his right. He's going to fake inside, fire to the right side, and he way over the head of Richardson. He had no chance to catch that. And Grady looks out and points as though Richardson was supposed to go a certain way, and he didn't. So they're going to bring on Noah Rauschenberg, who tonight from 50 hit the upright on the left side. They're going to kick this one from around the 37-yard line, so he'll be trying from 47 yards.
Well, he's got the leg for it, so we'll see. That last pass there by Davenport, he really rocketed that thing out there to Kyrie. He kind of threw it as you would in an arena, kind of off the side, and just didn't connect.
So the teams will be set a 47-yard field goal attempt. There's the snap. There's the kick. It's got the distance, and this time looks like it's good enough, is it? It is. Oh, Noah Rauschenberg has become a weapon, my friends, as he punches it through from 47 yards with 5:33 to play. In this third period, Union extends the lead to 10-3. This is Redskins football, KRMG.
They say in Texas, it's either go big or go home. Same goes for the chase for the NASCAR Sprint Cup. Can Jimmy Johnson continue his domination in the Lone Star State?
Johnson wins in Texas again!
And his run for an historic seventh championship.
Yeah, boys, we're back!
The round of eight continues Sunday at 1 Eastern on NBC.
Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Plus, get 2 free gifts and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. Get prescription-grade Proactive Plus, their amazing skin purifying mask, and a second gift of your choice. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you don't pay a penny. Call now, 800-281-8770. 800-281-8770.
Back in Mustang Union, now leading by a score of 10-3 over the Mustang Broncos. Pat, Damian Close is the guy back deep as Noah Rauschenberg kicks it off, and it's going to go to Close around the 1 yard line. He's to the 15, got some speed, 20, 25, 30, broke another tackle, 35, another at the 40, Close at the 50 yard line. He's now a foot race, Close at the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown!
Oh,
Damian Close goes 99 yards. And this game is 1 point from being tied up. Whoa, what a play by Damian Close. He caught that football and exploded upfield like he was shot from a gun.
Well, he broke a couple tackles about the 25, 30-yard line and just continued on fighting down the field and made a cut on Rauschenberg or down the field there about the 50, and no one touched him after that.
Not a lot of opportunity for Rauschenberg. He's backing up, and Close had a full head of steam. But I thought that one of the Redskins might catch him over around the 20-yard line, but he dives into the end zone. That's going to be a 99-yard kick return. I think that's the longest we've ever experienced here. Now lining up for the extra point is Mustang. It's 10 now to 9. Union up, 5:17 to go here in this third period. And two teams that couldn't play any offense suddenly are juggernauts. Teams are set. There's the kick. It's up. And it's good. So with 5:17 to go in this third period, we're tied. It's 10-10, Union and Mustang. Redskins with the kickoff next on KRMG.
We opened our TTCU checking account before the $100 bonus.
But for us, it was about the service. You see the benefits of having all your accounts at TTCU, but maybe you hesitate.
Well, now when you open a new checking account, online or in person at TTCU, they will give you $100. Not-for-profit, member-owned, TTCU, the credit union.
Annual percentage yield for dividend-bearing accounts is 0.20%. Checking account must be opened by 10/31/16. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Depend on us, Diesel Power Plus.
Ford Powerstroke, Dodge Cummins, GM Duramax, and International Truck Owners. Diesel Power Plus gets you back on the road fast when your truck gives you trouble. Using the latest factory diagnostic tools and equipment to get to the root of the problem. Diesel Power Plus doesn't just meet the standard, they set the standard. On 56, just west of Garnett. Call 625-8191.
Depend on us, Diesel Power Plus.
You're listening to the flagship station of Union High School football. News 102.3 KRMG.
99-yard kickoff returned by Damian Close, and the extra point is good. And with 5:17 to go in this third period, we got a dandy. 10-10 Union and Mustang. Kickoff coming, and it's going to go short, and it's going to be taken by A.K. Wilson around the 2-yard line. A.K. running to his right. He's got a lane. A.K. at the 15, 20. A.K. at the 30. Cuts back, but then stumbles and falls down at the 32-yard line, and that's where Union will take it over. While we're up here, Jeff Johns on the sideline has a very special guest. Jeff?
Yeah, I'm here with Jeffrey Mead, class of 2014, and now he is with the OU Sooners. Really quickly, congrats on the touchdown catch yesterday and the win for the Sooners, more importantly. Man, describe the play real quick.
Really catching the ball, shaking a guy off my left arm, my right arm. I forgot which one it was. And then kind of just looking at people and trying to get away from them and get in the end zone.
And you get excited about it. I mean, still going, getting excited about getting in the end zone.
Yeah, I do. I mean, it's a great time. I enjoy it.
Excellent. We'll go back up to you guys.
At the 32-yard line, first and 10 Union in this 10-10 game. Davenport's going to hand inside to Shamari Brooks. Burst forward across the 40. Shamari to the 42, to the 43-yard line. That'll be a good for a first down. Jeff?
Jeff, watching Union now, I'm sure it still gets you excited and remembering the emotions of when you were here.
Yeah, it's cool to come here and see a lot of new faces that are replacing people and watch how the offenses change and watch the new faces and things like that, yeah.
Grady Davenport hands off again. This time Brooks on the left side is not going to get an awful lot. He is stacked up immediately by Case Woodard. We'll call it a gain of one. It'll be second and nine and back downstairs.
And, Jeff, just before we let you head out, what's one thing that you really miss about being down here with Union?
Really, the people and the environment. I mean, obviously, coming from a high school to college is completely different, and you miss it after a while.
Jeffrey Meade on the sidelines. Thanks, guys. Back to passes. Davenport fires it to his right, caught by Trey Brown at the 47-yard line. Trey goes forward to the 46-yard line into Mustang territory. Arian Kopas on the catch, and that's good for another first down. And, boy, somebody did something at the half here, Zach Jones, because suddenly nobody can stop anybody.
You know, the defense kind of just went to sleep at halftime. I don't know what's going on. It's an offensive game right now.
First and 10 Union at the 45 of Mustang, a 10-10 game with 4 minutes to go in this third period. Davenport takes the snap, runs left. Grady across the 40, down to the 39, down to the 38. It was Meadow and Woodward on the tackle, but that's good for another 7 yards, and it's second and three.
Well, this is where it puts you in a completely different place on a second and three versus a second and eight or nine, and really opens up the offense, especially in this territory. They can take a shot deep right here.
Richardson out here to the right. Three receivers out here. Also over here is Nichols and A.K. Wilson. Running to his right is Davenport after getting the snap. Looking. He's going to throw downfield, and that ball is going to sail way out of bounds. Trying to get that ball to Wilson. It goes well over his head. Coverage out there by Carter Rees, and it'll be third down in about three. Union in a 10-10 game with Mustang. At the 37, pardon me, of Mustang, needs the 34 for the first down.
Well, Davenport's rolling out. He's got two really good options. One is to throw it short just to pick up the first down. The other one's run it. I would never throw into double coverage.
Two stack receivers either side on the third and three for Union at the 37-yard line. Need the 34. They hand inside to Shamari Brooks, and I don't think he's going to get there. Shamari pushes forward, but he's going to be just outside the 35-yard line. He's going to be about the 35-and-a-half. Last guy off that pile is Xavier Sandoval. And so it's going to be fourth down, but it's going to be fourth down and not a lot. But our Union player is down, and who is that? Union's already missing two offensive linemen, and I think that's another offensive lineman who's down. It is.
Yep.
Matter of fact, that is Mario Rowland who is down. We're going to take a timeout quickly while they are on the field. Dan Newman, the head trainer, runs out quickly, and they're going to deal with Mario Rowland. We'll come back with the fourth down in a moment. 10-10, Union and Mustang, 3.5 to go, third period. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
Hello, this is Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips we provide our clients. Complete the financial forms you file with the court as if they're the most important final exam you will ever take. These forms state your property, your debts, your income, and expenses. They become the battlefields where your most important disputes are fought or settled. Property division, maintenance, child support, attorney fees, even custody is impacted. Fortunately, this is an open book exam. You can even get help from your attorney. But let me warn you, whether too busy or too jaded, attorneys often fail to demand or give these forms the attention their clients deserve. So it may be up to you.
Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Oklahoma attorneys. A partner men can count on. 918-205-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in Tulsa and Oklahoma City. Cordell & Cordell. 8801 South Yale Avenue, Suite 250, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74137.
This is the home of Union High School football. News 102.3 KRMG.
At Mustang Stadium in Mustang, Oklahoma, Rick Corey, of course, Zach Jones, Richard Johns filling in tonight for Doc Blevins. 3.5 to go in this third period. The team's tied at 10 apiece. Fourth down and about a yard for Union. Mario Rowland, the big offensive lineman, injured. Union already without two offensive linemen tonight, so they're now down three offensive linemen. We'll run through those guys out there in a moment. But first, a huge fourth down play for Union. They're just outside the 35-yard line of Mustang. They need just inside it. Union runs quickly to the line of scrimmage. Davenport under center. He's going to quarterback sneak it straight ahead, and Grady got it. I don't think there's any question about that. He's going to be down around the 34-yard line, and that should easily be the first down. And the head linesman says it is. Chris Raper waves that way, and the official, that is Ernie DeBernard, the referee, agrees. So first and 10 for the Redskins. Now almost... Well, boy, he moved the ball back on the spot. That's not a good spot, but it's going to be just outside the 39-yard line of Mustang. 10-10 game. Three receivers right side for Davenport. And now we've got an equipment issue. They're trying to snap the equipment onto Carter Rees. Now we're taken care of all as well. Trips to the right here for Union. Richardson out here. Wilson out here. Also Nichols. Richardson the far left for Union. Shamari Brooks in the backfield. The hand to Brooks straight up the middle, and he's going to push forward for about two. Boy, it is tough sledding inside there tonight, Zach. Not a lot of room inside as the interior of that defense crawls up, including Xavier Sandoval, second down and nine.
Well, left side, you got Hoopengardner, then Alonso Galeos on the left tackle. Coming back to the middle, Elwood Tomlin in the right. and Stromberg really trying to lead up this front line.
So it's going to be second and eight now at the 32-yard line of Mustang, a 10-10 game with 2:46 to play here in this third period. There's a lot of names you haven't heard there much, Zach just mentioned, because of all those injuries. Davenport goes into the shotgun with Shamari to his right. Hands off to Shamari. Got a little room on the left side, but boy, that closed quickly. He got across the 30 down to the 24-yard line. Garrett Kilpatrick came up and put a lick on him right there. And he got to, pardon me, not the 24, but the third, the 29. Man, they moved him way back to the 29-yard line. I thought he had more than that. It's going to end up being third down and five for Union. They'll need the 20, right at the 24 for the first down.
And you said it, Rick. There was a hole, but this I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's the fastest linebacker core we've come up against.
Third down and five for Union. Trips to the right side. Davenport in the shotgun. He's going to take the snap, roll to the right, throw the ball. It is caught by A.K. Wilson, but he got hammered. A.K. caught it at the 20. Congratulations for hanging on. Carter Reese lit him up. But he didn't drop it, but it will be again fourth down. But again, a very short fourth down and right at a yard.
Well, I looked a lot further from this vantage point, but that's it's going to be makeable. But A.K., good thing he held on. He got licked pretty good.
Ball sitting right at the 25-yard line, pardon me, of Mustang. It is 1:42 to play third period, and we are tied at 10 apiece. And Kirk Frederick wants to measure this, and that's smart on two occasions. Number one, you get a chance to really see how far away it is, and number two, you get some time to talk about it.
And it's interesting how they moved the ball already, and then they were going to, you know, a lot of times this year they just said, no, go ahead, we're either not going to measure it or we're going too early. They moved the ball, set it back in the middle of the field, and then threw the ball back to the edge so that they can measure.
So it's going to be, it looks like about maybe 6 inches. Not an awful lot. It's going to be between the Redskins and a first down. The ball is going to be placed right at the 25-yard line of Mustang. A 10-10 game with a minute 42 to go in this third period. And the Redskins up to their second fourth down of this drive. Jeff Johnson on the sidelines tells us it is Mario Rowland's knee that appears to be what they're working on. All right, so we're looking at fourth down and less than a football's length. Ball set just inside the 25-yard line of Mustang. Many times in these situations, you break the line of scrimmage and you just run to the end zone. Well, let's see if they can break the line of scrimmage. That's been hard tonight. Union bunched in a quick sugar huddle, and they're going to quickly run to the line of scrimmage. C.J. Moore runs left, Richardson right, under center Davenport. Grady is set. There's the snap, and he pushes forward again, and he easily again has the first down. Davenport's going to be down to the 19. I say easily. It's only about a yard, but that's enough. Garrett Kilpatrick on the tackle, and that is easily the first down. So the Redskins will continue moving the chains with a minute 29 to go in this 10-10 game here in the third period.
Well, that's critical. That's a big push, and this is becoming one of those drives that really wears down on a defense.
One receiver to the right. That's Richardson. Looks like he may have some single coverage here. One to the left. That is C.J. Moore. Davenport has the snap, drops the ball. Now he's going to throw left side to Moore. The ball is thrown up into the air, and C.J. can't hold it. That one was floated up into the air, and Dominic Venegas was the guy on the coverage, and I think had the ball not been fumbled and dropped initially, he might have scored, but there's a flag down too.
Looks like they put a double move on C.J. out there. He put the double move on the defender, and it was kind of all for naught. You know, when you got a guy looking in the backfield and there's a ball loose, you don't get the effect of the pump. And so
it's going to be a hold. This is going to take Union all the way back to the 39-yard line, and it's now going to be first and 25.
And that came in late. I thought maybe that was going to indicate it being something different.
The ball was dropped initially by Grady Davenport when he first took the shotgun snap. Then he tried to go ahead and throw it. And tonight, I don't know, is it just me? Grady's thrown off his back foot a lot.
Yeah, and I've kind of watched where he was doing. He looks like he's moving a lot better than he kind of went out with an injury mid-season. But I think he looks mobile. He's just not setting his feet. And sometimes it's just, you know, maybe a little bit of pressure in his face.
But that time again, he was in a hurry, but he threw that ball off his back foot. If he throws it out further, C.J. may score. Two receivers left side, A.K. Wilson in the shotgun. A.K. is going to be running the Wildcat. Now he's going to throw it deep to Richardson. He does, and that ball caught at the 2-yard line. Richardson will be down at the 1. A.K. on the little Wildcat play. Looks like he's going to run. Steps back and throws it. Darian Richardson, the guy on the coverage, 38 yards to the 1-yard line. First and goal, Redskins.
And what a great catch by Kyrie. That's one of the most difficult catches to do. They ran A.K. towards the short side of the field and then tried to run a go route, which there's your ball's coming right over your head. So Kyrie did a full spin there to keep his body in, you know, in between with him in the hands to make the catch. What a good job.
10-10, these two teams, Mustang and Union, with 54 seconds to go here in this third period. The Redskins going from left to right now at Mustang's one because of that little trickeration, if you will. Let's see if they bunch them tight or keep them split. Union's going to run two receivers wide, Richardson one, Moore the other. Double tight, quickly to the line of scrimmage. Under center is Davenport. Grady has the snap. He's going to sneak it again. He jumps. No call by the officials. They're going to say he didn't make it. They're going to say he's down. Arian Kopas was the guy pushing him backwards. With 36 seconds to go in this third period, it'll be second and goal.
Yeah, they're going to mark that on about the six-inch line. And I like the call. They're going to hustle back up. Looks like move fast.
Quickly back to the line of scrimmage. Again, under center is Davenport. Grady again is going to push forward, and this time he's in. No question. Touchdown, Redskins. 18 seconds left in this third period, and that is a statement drive by Union, now leading by a score of 16-10.
Well, that was a big, big drive. And like you said, picked up two fourth down conversions. And I'm not sure how many total plays that was, but that's a monster drive after giving up that 99-yard touchdown.
And overcoming that first and 25 was a big deal as well. You know, we've seen AK run the Wildcat. Hadn't seen him throw it yet. Good time to bring it out.
Great time to bring that out. That's a 15-play drive and just a monumentous time to put it in.
Noah Rauschenberg on for the extra point as we get near the end of this third period. Teams are ready. There's the snap, there's the kick, and he knocks it almost all the way back to Tulsa. So 18 and a half seconds to go in the third period. Union retakes the lead, now 17-10, but don't go away. I think we've got a pretty good finish coming. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
Getting a great night's sleep is easier and more affordable than you might think. You don't need a new expensive mattress or sleeping pills. You just need to change your sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. We started Boll & Branch nearly 3 years ago to make the world's most comfortable sheets and to make it possible for everyone to afford to sleep better. What makes Boll & Branch sheets different is that they're meticulously crafted from pure 100% organic cotton. And because we only sell online, we've cut out all the expensive retail markups. That's why our sheets cost less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Everyone who tries Boll & Branch sheets loves them. That's how we have thousands of five-star reviews. The New York Times and Wall Street Journal have written about us, and even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. We guarantee you'll love them too. That's why we let you sleep on our sheets for 30 nights. If you don't, return them and get your money back. Plus, if you go to BollAndBranch.com today, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets when you use promo code SLEEP. That's $50 off right now at BollAndBranch.com. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SLEEP. That's BollAndBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Catch every moment of Union football on KRMG.com, the KRMG app, and News 1023 KRMG.
Union Redskins going a 15-play, 68-yard drive, 4 minutes and 52 seconds. The Davenport run for the touchdown and the extra points good. Now 17-10 Union with 18 seconds to go here in the third period. Noah Rauschenberg approaches from left to right, kicks the ball off, and it is taken around the 20-yard line, and right taken down immediately was Darian Richards. They did not kick deep this time, but close, who last time went 99 yards for a score, and that sure turns out to look like the right thing, Zach Jones.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea, is not give it to McLeod or Clout close. That's he was super fast when he hit that gap, and I really thought he wouldn't get too much on that, but good hustle there by the kick coverage team. It looked like it's another double coverage on special teams. I don't know who that might have been, either MJ Smith or Vincent Smith. Either way, great coverage.
Going to move the ball just outside the 20-yard line for Mustang, moving right to left near the end of the third period, 17-10 Union. Carlos Thomas, the single running back, three receivers to the left side, Garrett in the shotgun, fumbles the ball, picks it up. Now he wants to run, and he's going to get just attacked at the 20-yard line. Jordan Kelly was there. Darius Thornton was there. Brandon Spicer was there. Asa Carter was there. He got maybe a half yard, and that will end the third period. This is a nail biter, and it's not over yet. 17-10 Union, the fourth quarter coming up. This is Redskins football on KRMG.